This text, which is chapter 3 of John, is a reflection on the whole teaching on baptism, which our Lord gave to Nicodemus, and which we are still reflecting on. The words are so familiar that sometimes we just say, oh yeah, I know what's coming next. God so loved the world. Now why would God love us? God so loved the world. The very depth of all reality. The explanation for all that is and for all that will be is love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Can you imagine that infinite, powerful fire, rush, joy, delight of love in the Trinity? And that it spills over so that the very Son of God himself, the eternal, glorious, unspeakable Word of God, comes among us, gave his only begotten Son. That, of course, was the will of the whole Trinity. You see. So that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. That is the situation of the world, right? Without Jesus Christ, and without faith in him, there's only perishing. God so loved the world. I wonder what it'll take for us to grasp that. Love. He goes on to develop it. We're going to be on time today. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. He sent his Son. That is, God the Father sent his eternal, beautiful, glorious reflection, his Son, into the world. Not to condemn it, though we deserve that, but that the world might be saved through him. So what's the reaction to this? Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. Now faith is a yielding to the light. It's a yielding to the light. You see? Believe. You see, believes in him. I believe you, Jesus, man, Son of Mary, that you are the eternal God, that you have come among us, that you have died for us to give us eternal life. I believe you. I yield to this fact, to this reality. Now, I can't even do that without your light. But I know I have that light by your mercy. I can walk down Washington and pass hundreds, thousands of people who don't have that light. And I have it from birth. Pure mercy. Whoever does not believe has already been condemned, which means that everybody gets a chance to yield to this truth. explicitly, maybe implicitly. I've told you before, I can still remember that Buddhist from Thailand. He was in our discussion, ecumenical discussion. There was such a purity of heart about that man that I always, you've heard me say this before, that when he, I think to myself, when he dies, he's going to see Jesus. And he's going to say, "You're the one I've always been looking for." See, he's yielding. And this is the judgment, that the light came into the world. But people preferred darkness to light. How could you do that? Because their works were evil. They don't want to come to the light. When our works are evil, we don't come. For everyone who works evil hates the light. Hates the light. There are people who hate the light and do not come toward the light so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever does the truth comes to the light. This is such a grace, this text. I'd urge you to ponder it. You see, God so loved the world. He sent his Son. Everyone who yields to that reality will not be condemned. And the judgment, light has come into the world. But men prefer darkness to light, because their works are evil. But see, whoever does evil things hates the light. But whoever does the truth comes to the light. So we pray for ourselves. Lord, Lord, move me toward the light. You are the light. And Lord, move many people toward the light today. Move many.